So, okay, now there's Amy doing a milk bath, and then there's Jeff White.
Oh, don't go there.
Yeah, see?
Just
no,
don't
I
go
can't,
there.
I can't unsee that.
No, don't go there. No,
okay, fine.
Don't go there.
Speaking of the aforementioned Jeff White without the milk bath, from the U.S. Marshals Service, Jeff, how are you?
Good God, thank you. That's a hell of an intro. Really,
I know. Hey, well, you never know
Can
what to expect.
Oh, come on. This is like new information to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be a surprise to me, too.
Jeez,
oh,
Louise.
My gosh, that's fine.
So how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Doing well. Finally, after about a month, we have some good news. So I'm happy to share that.
Excellent, because we had gone on a little roll for a while.
A negative role, though. It wasn't one of those roles that I like to have.
I know. But we're back in the saddle again.
There you go.
Well, we're back in business. Let's see, hopefully we can continue it. But last week's Fugitive of the Week, Christopher Ross, we've been looking pretty intensively for him for the past week or two,
yeah.
Working with our partners in Maine and New Hampshire. Really did a lot of looking for this gentleman. Received a lot of tips that pointed everywhere from Northern New Hampshire, Northern Maine, down to, I want to say, Dover, New Hampshire, and over into Maine with equal distance spreads. So we had a lot of driving, a lot of looking, a lot of watching, and finally, after several interviews, we were able to figure out where he was yesterday over in East Winslow, Maine.
I'm sorry,
I'm sorry, East Waterboro, Maine.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, just north of Sanford.
Yep.
And which is his stomping grounds. It's where he was last known to live, was in Waterboro, but had a little hideout over there that he was hanging out at, and we were able to go in and find him in a back bedroom and took him into custody without much of an incident.
Oh.
Of course, there were other people in the house, a bunch of drugs, so we turned that over to Maine DEA and let them deal with that. So there might be additional charges coming from that, and those people might spend some more time in jail, unfortunately.
Those people and Mr. Ross?
Yes, most
okay.
likely. It depends on how much was found and who they can attribute it to.
Gotcha.
So it's still a maybe. It's still up in the air, but they'll see what they can do with it. But nonetheless, he had a federal supervised release warrant issued out of Maine. His original charge was for distribution of narcotics. While he was on the run, he had fled from law enforcement, had several high-speed pursuits. So he probably will have charges for some of those as well, as long as they can identify him in the car. But, he was a real peach to find.
Well, congratulations. Well, and I think the thing that always amazes me that I try to share with the listeners, and I know you do too, you share the wealth. But I don't think people realize how much is involved with this. The investigation and arrest was made by U.S. Marshals, Maine Violent Offenders Task Force, New Hampshire Joint Fugitive Task Force, including Maine State Police, Belknap, Rockingham, Stratford County Sheriff's Office, Greenfield, New Hampshire, Biddeford, Maine PD, and Deputy U.S. Marshals. There's a lot of folks involved with this.
Yeah, there definitely was. When we went to that house yesterday, I think we had about a dozen people. So,
wow.
We are a force to contend with. We want to be self-sufficient. We don't want to have to be standing there having a problem with somebody and have to call for reinforcements. We want to be able to support ourselves, have what we need, have the resources available, whether it's people, tools. We have anything and everything that we could possibly need. But if it turns into a SWAT standoff, we're just as readily available to surround the building and wait for SWAT to show up. But most of the time, we handle things 99.9% of the time ourselves. Yeah. If some door needs to be broken or somebody wants to play, as I call it, adult hide and seek, we're willing to play the game. We usually win. And we come out of there with somebody in handcuffs, usually the person we're looking for. So it's definitely it's a good resource having the task force is the way we do. The fact that we have a task force in Maine and New Hampshire and the fact that we work well together and we do work often together. So if they have a case that's going to require extra manpower, we'll jump over the border to Maine to help. And likewise over in New Hampshire, if we have a problem person that we're looking for and we need extra people, they're my first call. They'll come right over and help us. So
it
really works out well.
So does this suborn, or I'm sorry, not suborn, but Trump jurisdiction, because you've got so many players involved that you can just drift back and forth and you don't have to go to Waterboro PD and go, hey, you know, we're going to be in your town for a little while. I mean, this is already taken care of, right?
Usually we do let the local police know that we're there, so they're not surprised. Hey, who's this small army that just invaded my town?
Right. Like there is suspicious activity reported. Yeah, exactly.
We show up in like Stratford, New Hampshire. It's kind of a surprise when they see an influx of traffic and especially all armed. They kind of notice. And the smaller the town, the more likely we are to be noticed, because everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows the cars. Everybody knows everybody else's schedule, where they work, what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Down in that area, it's all like one big neighborhood anywhere, no matter which side of the state line you're on.
Oh, exactly. And the lines definitely blur with fugitives that do cross back and forth. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the huge benefits of working with the Marshal Service. We are the United States Marshals. That means we can go in any state, any U.S. territory. We have law enforcement powers. We can make those arrests. And all of our task force officers are sworn in as special deputy U.S. Marshals, which gives them that same blurred jurisdictional boundaries. They're not bound to their county or their state or their town. We can take them with us, and we can go anywhere and do our job.
Got it. All right. Well, congrats on that one. So now it's time to go back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. We have another new one, of course, because, we don't run out, unfortunately.
I know.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce her name, so it could be Alicia. I like Alicia. Alicia. I'm not sure what the pronunciation is.
I kind of like Alicia. A-L-A-C-I-A. Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah. Alicia Renee Linville, you're next. She's wanted on a failure to appear charge on sales of methamphetamine times two, and also another outstanding warrant for possession of methamphetamine. They're both issued out of Belknap County Superior Court, issued back in August. She is 25 years old, also uses the alias of Alicia Schmitz. She's a white female.
That'll throw people
just
off.
Just in case the first name doesn't identify you. Right.
Fine. I kind of wonder if the parents didn't like her or if it was a spelling error or somebody was still medicated.
Well, she doesn't look happy. The booking photo, she doesn't look happy.
It's the name. I'm pretty sure it's the name.
It probably is, yeah.
She's upset about her name, so she didn't smile for the booking photo.
Okay.
She's a 5'5", 125 pounds, has green eyes and brown hair, so has several tattoos up and down her arm. I believe some of them are skulls, an all-seeing eye, I'm trying to think what else, a tiger. But she has several tattoos, like I said, on her left arm, her right arm, that stretch from her forearm to her hand. Left arm goes from her shoulder to her hand, and one on her left thigh. Last known to be living, I believe, in Franklin, but she has a lot of family ties and friends in Laconia, Northfield, and Manchester, New Hampshire. So she could be most likely up in the Lakes region, but could be down in Manchester, possibly homeless, couch surfing. Take a look at the photo. Hopefully somebody recognizes it. It looks like she has a birthmark on her neck that probably stands out as well. It shows in the photo. I'm guessing that's what that is. Hoping somebody recognizes her and can give us a call.
Maybe it would be nice if she called. Square this.
We'd love it.
You're 25 years old, girl. You're 25. Get on with your life. Put this behind you and move on.
I agree with that sentiment all the time. And, if she wants to give us a call, please feel free. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll pick you up. We'll bring you to jail. And you can take care of that hopefully today and get back out.
There you go.
So click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411. This is assigned to one of our task force officers from Belknap County, Special Deputy U.S. Marshals, Scott Corbett. Wow. And the phone number is 603-225-1632. And I have to give a shout-out to one of our web people, Amy. She's the one that posts all this stuff on the Internet, photographs, press releases, wanted posters. She's on top of her game. We're probably one of the pain-in-the-butt customers she has around the country that – I need this posted for Wednesday. She's the girl that makes sure this happens every Wednesday. It's on our internet page so everybody can find it. Really does a good job for us and very happy to have her as a friend. And she does good work. So I just wanted to give her a shout out.
I always thought it was you that did all that.
I just click send on the email and it goes to her and she makes the magic happen.
Amy. Yay.
Behind every great marshal.
That's right.
Yep.
There's a fantastic woman. So. We do the door knocking and wrecking, and she handles the internet side of stuff. So it's a great balance.
Well, then why are we talking to you? Why don't we just talk to Amy every week?
That's fine. I'll give you I'll give you her number. That's fine with me.
That way we could go from Amy to Amy.
That's perfect. She might be in a different time zone. She might be upset, but
good. Jeff said
that's all right.
Hi, Jeff told me to call you. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Yeah. All right, Alicia or Alicia Renee Linville. Again, not
you're next.
Not happy.
You're next. I like that.
Yeah, you're next. I thought that was good. Could be Franklin, Laconia, Northfield, Manchester. Eyeball the photo. If you have some information, please call 225-1632. Or, as Jeff says quite frequently, you can submit a web tip or text NHTIP with any information to tip 411. So, see what we can do to help you, my friend.
Completely anonymous, yeah. Completely anonymous. So we can communicate back and forth. Don't have to go to court. You don't have to have your name in any reports. So don't worry about that. Just send the information.
There you go. And Charlotte's waving to you. So,
hi, Charlotte. Nice to see you.
There you go.
Oh, hi, Charlotte's mom.
Hello, U.S. Marshal guy.
And Jess. There you go.
Oh, Jess came too. I thought it was just Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yeah, she got her driver's license last week.
Charlotte's telling mom, just wait in the car. I'll be back. stay well, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thanks.
See ya. Jeff White, U.S. Marshal Service, District of New Hampshire. Jess and Charlotte in the house. We'll take a break. Back with more.